Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today we are continuing our way through the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 18 through 34 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to Jesus. They asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us, if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife behind him and leaves no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife and, dying, left no offspring. The second took her and died, leaving no children behind him. The third likewise, and the seven took her and left no children. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her as a wife." Jesus answered them, "Isn't this because you are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God? For when they will rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But about the dead that they are raised, haven't you read in the book of Moses about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob,' from Exodus 3:6. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are therefore badly mistaken." One of the scribes came and heard them questioning together, and knowing that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the greatest of all?" Jesus answered, "The greatest is, 'Hear, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.'" From Deuteronomy 6:4-5. "This is the first commandment. The second is like this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." From Leviticus 19:18. "There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Truly, teacher, you have said well that he is one, and there is none other but he, and to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more important than the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from God's kingdom." No one dared ask him any question after that. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this moment in time where I have to just praise you and worship you and think about you and examine my own heart. And I pray for my listener today that they would just take this space to examine their own hearts as well. There's so much that we're carrying, and that's the thing that you've been showing me lately, is my shoulders are bent beneath the load of the things that I'm carrying. My mind is bent beneath the load of the ruminations that I've been carrying as well. And so, Lord, before I even pray for all of us, I pray for myself, and I surrender all of those cares that I have. You tell us to do that because you care for us, and I'm so thankful that you do. Lord, I don't propose to understand the resurrection, but here we see something really beautiful, that we will be different when we are transformed and when we are resurrected. And the thing that I look to the most forward to, at least, is just this wholeness of all those broken spots inside of my heart and all these longings and all these hurdles and you know, just this constant working on trying to get better. Lord, in a wink, in a flash, all of us will be made brand new as we should have been. And I also think that's really interesting when thinking about people I'm struggling with, thinking about one right now, and how you are wanting me to look at that person in the new heavens and the new earth, whole again. And it gives me both empathy and hope that those who are broken by this world will one day be made new by you. And so, Lord, help us to remember that. And Lord, I just want to conclude this prayer by affirming the fact that I hope and pray that I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. Forgive me for relying on my own strength, relying on my own mind, relying on my own heart, and relying on my own soul rather than you. And Lord, I pray for all of us today that we would love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We would take care of our neighbors as we take care of ourselves, that we would see our neighbors as we see ourselves, that we are worthy of receiving your grace, and they are as well. Lord, thank you for loving us so much and teaching us how to love. I praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day on this first day of May 2024. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if you want to leave feedback for the podcast or let me know how you found it, you can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com.